Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Got Dave Sandoval, our owner and founder, on the line as well. Lots of fun stuff going on, starting with the introduction of our Appleberry Power Shake. Getting great reviews on this new product, so I hope that you've had an opportunity to order your own for personal use, for healthy happy hours. If you're doing any trade shows, getting out and about, you definitely want to offer this product to other folks, but it starts with you taking the product yourself. One important announcement about the Appleberry Shake is we are not automatically switching your Power Shake to an Appleberry. So if you do have a Power Shake on a backup order, then you may want to choose to try or switch your backup order to try the new flavor. That's your choice. We have lots and lots and lots of people who love the original flavor. In fact, it's our most popular product. So, if you love what you're taking and love the Power Shake as is, then we're assuming that that's what you wanted. You put it on your backup order. But for those who want to try the new product, you're welcome to switch. And we have lots of people, of course, who are saying, you know what, I want to have my Appleberry Power Shake plus my original Power Shake plus all the other great Purium products that I've got. So anyway, all's good with this new introduction, and, I'm expecting to hear more and more people giving us their feedback on this new product. Dave Sandoval's in the midst of back-to-back retreats. There are still, I believe, a couple of spaces open for this weekend's retreat, so especially those who are out in California, you may want to join Dave Sandoval, Ian Farrar, our first Crown, Coil Web. I know Dave's got some special things in store, and we're going to talk about retreats in just a moment because we are going to be announcing two transformation winners tonight. Amy Venner and myself, we're going to be in Paso Robles this weekend. So Saturday afternoon, we're going to be doing a presentation and a training in Central California. So lots of stuff happening in Central California here in the Purium world this weekend. So it's been a fun month or two out and about, touching people all throughout the world. Literally, Dave and I were in Germany in June, and we were in Hawaii and Florida and California, and lots of stuff happening all around the country, and we're going to talk a little bit about making sure that something's happening in your business, in your backyard, with our training tonight, Plan, Do, Measure, Adjust. But before we get to that, let's announce two different winners of two different transformation programs, Transformation Challenge number 19 and Transformation Challenge number 20, and the winner of Transformation 19 is a man, and the winner of Transformation Challenge number 20 is a woman. The winner of Transformation Challenge number 19 is based in Ontario, Canada, and his name is Josh, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Natovich. So Josh Natovich, are you out there? Josh, I thought I heard you listening in. You may have hit star 6 or mute on your handset. Josh Natovich, are you on the line?
I am here.
Hey, all right. Well, welcome. Well, congratulations. You had fantastic before and after photos. Lost 19 pounds and 5 inches. Got Dave Sandoval on the line listening in. Why don't you tell Dave and everybody else who's on the call a little bit about your experience and how you dropped those 19 pounds and what it was like.
Well, I mean, I dropped them using the Purium stuff. It was, I'll be honest, I was a little leery at first just by the looks of it, but I started using the shakes, and they didn't taste that bad at all. And after a few days, the first couple of days were a little tough, but I started really liking the flavor of the stuff, and I started coasting after that. I was just doing the shakes and doing regular workouts, and it just melted away.
Nice. Well, beautiful. Well, one of the things that I noticed in your profile was you said you had pretty good results those first few days. What happened on the scale the first couple of days?
Well, I was pretty astounded actually, because after 24 hours on Purium, I dropped 7 pounds fully, and I had to get on the scale a couple of times to double check it. Just I couldn't really believe it, but every time I did, it came up the same way, and I became a believer right then.
Nice. Well, good. Well, Dave Sandoval, I'm sure it's not the first time you've heard people say the flavor of the Power Shake grew on Josh and he had profound results right off the bat. Why don't you speak a little bit to Josh and his experience, and you know, we can talk a little bit about the retreat that he and his guest has won as well.
Hey, David, could you hear me?
I can.
And Josh, wow. I saw your pictures. I saw the results and read a little bit, but really impressed. Really, very proud of you. You're such an example for people who, you know, who just they're afraid. They're afraid to change. They're afraid, you know, of the taste of the Power Shake. They're afraid of whatever it might be, being without their daily fill in the blank. And you just threw all that out the window and said, you know, life is more important than food. And, I mean, I love your before and after pictures. They just blew me away. And, you know, Amy was so impressed. You know, she said, we got to pick Josh. And just really proud of you. And I just got to say that something, a big realization came to me, Josh and David Litt, as I was listening to you guys talk, is every time we tried to enlist people into doing the transformation, we had to say, now, I know that you're going to have spirulina and wheatgrass and activated barley, you know, germinated barley and rice bran, and, you know, and people are going, yuck, you know. And we go, but trust me, the taste does grow on you. You learn to love it. Well, guess what? The first time I tasted the new flavor, I said, I could drink this every day. No problem. And I don't think anybody takes the Power Shake right now and takes their first drink ever, unless they're already living clean and green, and says, I could do this every day. No problem. So I just got to say, Josh, you rock, my friend. Can't wait to have you up to the Oasis Retreat. I just bought an 8-person nice jacuzzi bathtub, you know, so that'll be installed by the time you come up here. And we have 160 acres with amazing, amazing natural beauty all around you, and just we're gonna amazing massage, saunas, jacuzzis, hikes, hot springs, giant sequoias, rafting, you name it, we're gonna do it. The people who are here were so funny. I just gotta tell a very quick story, then I'll give you back.
Go ahead.
We just had a retreat last weekend, and it was the evening of day one. The people had arrived Thursday night late, like 10 o'clock. And it was Friday at about 5 o'clock, and I was telling one of the ladies who came, remember yesterday in the evening when we were doing this and we had so much fun? And she goes, Dave, that was this morning. I'm like, no. It couldn't have been. It was like yesterday, you know, about the evening. She goes, Dave, it was this morning. And we sat and recounted all the stuff we had done in one day, and guys were just like going, oh my God, this is like the longest 24-hour vacation, and we got 24 more hours more to go. So just a great time. Can't wait to have you here, and turn it back over to you, David, and looking forward to having all the Transformation winners up to hang out with us at the Oasis Retreat.
Well, good. Well, I've got another Transformation winner to announce in just 1 second. So, Josh, congratulations. Thanks so much. If you could hit mute or *6, that'd be great. And we'll fill you in more on the details of the trip, but it's all expenses included. So airfare, you know, 4 days, 3 nights. And one of the things that I love about what Dave's done with the retreat is he keeps on investing in the retreat. So, you know, he bought new teepees. He bought a zip line. He bought a water slide. Now he's got a new jacuzzi coming in. So, I mean, you know, he's investing in this retreat for years and years and years to come. So it's, you know, keeps on getting bigger and better. And, Dave, thanks for doing that on behalf of the field. And one of the people that's going to get an opportunity to experience this retreat with you and one of her guests. As I said, it was a woman. She's based out of Lanai City, Hawaii, and her name is Anne Suzuki Ho. So, Anne, are you on the line?
Oh, my God, yes, I am.
All right. Well, congratulations, Anne. I know that you lost 13 pounds, 7 1/4 inches. That's fantastic before and after pictures as well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience? I know you were a diabetic. Tell us a little bit about what happened on your transformation.
Well, I was kind of leery about doing it, so I did talk to Dr. Mike, and I told him I was on insulin and pills, and he said to just watch my sugars, so which I did. And when I went for my 4-month checkup, my doctor said I lost 20 pounds, and my H1C was 7.6. Now I'm down to 6.8. So I'm pretty stoked.
Nice. Well, good. Well, there's nothing like having a transformation to kickstart a bigger change and a more complete and permanent change in your health status, in your life. And, boy, it's a consistent theme, Dave. You know, people are leery about doing the transformation, and that's not a surprise. You know, we're talking about a pretty radical shift in somebody's habits for 10 days. You know, what do you say to somebody like Anne or somebody who's listening to Anne who's thinking, I haven't done the transformation? You know, how do you get over that thought of being leery about doing it?
You know, here's the thing. I don't. That's just not my responsibility. The transformation is a decision that you make. It's a decision that you make that you're going to invest 10 days in changing your life. I can't make that decision for you. I can't give you those 10 days. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that in those 10 days, if you give me 10 days, I promise you, I'm going to give you 10 years. And that's a heck of a trade-off. Because in those 10 days, you're going to break your addiction to food, you're going to reset your metabolism, and that's going to earn you 10 extra years on your life. So I can't convince anybody. It's not my job. They need to convince themselves. They need to make a decision. They need to make that dedication to themselves. And if they do, we're going to have their back 1,000%. But we can't make that decision for them.
Perfect, perfect. Well, Anne, now that you've made the decision, you're 20 pounds lighter, what's it feel like getting dressed in the morning and going on the beach in Hawaii? How do you feel in your new body or your better, new and improved body?
I feel great. I had a lot of people come up and tell me within the last 2 to 3 weeks they haven't recognized me, and I was like, wow, was I that bad?
Well, that's good when you have people coming up to you and saying,
you weren't
what
that
are you
bad,
doing?
You're that good now. You never think about it as that bad. Forget that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's got to be fun to have people coming up to you. So what do you say when they say, Anne, what are you doing? I can't believe how you look. I didn't recognize you.
I tell them it's an all-natural, all-green, wonderful product, and it'll change your life.
There you go. Perfect. Hand them a gift card and get them off to the transformation themselves. Well, as Dave said, you're going on a 4-day, 3-day retreat. Anything else, Dave, that you wanted to add as far as, you know, meeting Anne and her guest out at the retreat?
Yes, I do.
Sure.
Look at the pictures on the Native Springs Oasis website. I want you both to do that. And I want you to just look at the smiles on those people's faces and then look in the mirror and say, oh, that's going to be me soon. So you just booked that time. We just had a group from Hawaii out, a couple of winners. In fact, 4 people were here from the islands. And they had an amazing time. And I can't wait to have you out, all of you, from Canada, from Hawaii, from all around to the Oasis. Remember that if you've been through the transformation, you get half off. If you're a member of Purium, you get 25% off. So we're here waiting for you. And again, David did a fantastic job in, you know, in the whole presentation that we have now, the gift cards, the new flavor of the Power Shake, the dramatic effect that we're making in people's lives. The table is set for success, not only on the personal level, but on the business level. Remember, our wish of wealth, independence, security, and health the wealth will come, the wealth, the abundance that will come when you're thinking clearly, when your body is healthy, when you have energy, when you're motivated, when you're changing other people's lives in order to change your own life. We put it all together. This is a green business. This is a business of conscious. This is a business where people say, you know, you want to live consciously. You want to live green. You want to have a purpose-driven life. I think we deliver all of that, David. So why don't we talk about the business side of this, because this is, after all, the business building call.
Sure, perfect. Well, that's a great segue. I appreciate that. Nan, if you could hit star six or mute, and we'll get more details to you on your retreat. And jumping right into the business side of things, tonight's training is called Plan, Do, Measure, Adjust. And, you know, I've had some formal project management training, and it's been some of the most valuable training that I've enjoyed in my career. I use it on a regular basis and find myself going back to it on all the time and, you know, just put together a project list for the rest of the year. You know, that's the planning stage. It's, you know, making sure that we know what we're planning on accomplishing and then do it, make it happen, measure the results, see what worked and what didn't, and make adjustments. And, you know, that analogy works really well with the 10-day transformation. And that's one of the things I find so fun about, you know, how things are going with Purium and what we do is that the 10-day transformation is just a great analogy for the business side as well. So if you look at the planning that goes into doing the 10-day transformation, you know, you heard it from Josh, you heard it from Ann. They were a little leery at first, but they made the decision, as Dave said. They have the mental preparation, and oftentimes will even tell others around them, hey, I'm going to do this. You know, I may be a little grumpy the first couple of days. I'm going to be making this change. You know, I'm going to plan on losing a bunch of weight here over the next 10 days and change how I consume food. And that's the planning. And then the doing is keeping it simple. Shake and tablets, shake and tablets, shake and tablets every 2 hours, pasta cherry at night. You know, maybe a couple of flex foods, keeping it really simple. They do the process. They get in the rhythm of their transformation, and it gets easier and easier when you've got a rhythm to your consumption on the transformation. It gets easier and easier when you have a rhythm to your business. Shake tablets, and you find that same rhythm in your business. We'll talk about that in a minute. Then you measure the results. Josh said, hey, I couldn't believe it. I lost 7 pounds the first 24 hours. You know, he checked it several times to make sure it was true. So when you start to get results, when you start to move the needle, that creates the motivation to do more, to get more focused, to make adjustments, to continue to do what's working for you, and to stop doing what's not working for you. So it might be in the transformation, drinking more water. It might be, you know, you're feeling so good you want to start to walk or jog a little bit. So you make adjustments based upon what you're seeing in your measurements to decide, you know, how your transformation is going based upon your expectations. And from there, you know, continue on with the process. And so, you know, for those of you who've done transformations, there are lots of benefits, not only health benefits, but I think even just a platform for understanding business as well. So that plan, do, measure, adjust mentality is the same thing with business. And I'm going to run through that pretty quickly and then turn it back to Dave for some commentary. So on the planning side, you know, one of the things that's really important is you want to have some specific goals. And let's start with monthly, you know, specific goals on your activity and specific goals on your result, and they should be written. And one of the things that's nice about the compensation plan is it gives you, in writing, some goals to shoot for. So if you're brand new, it could be getting to consultant this month. If you've been in the business a little bit, it could be getting to director or executive or helping somebody to get to consultant. But you want to have the activity goals as well as the result goals. And one of the mistakes I see people make all the time is all they focus on is, I want to be a director. Okay, well, that's great. Well, what activities do you believe it will take to become a director? How many people are you going to personally enroll? And then how many people are you counting on the rest of your team to personally enroll to get to director? And then if you're planning on personally enrolling two or three people this month, how are you planning on enrolling those three people? What are you going to do? So the process of planning in and of itself makes you more present, makes you more conscious, makes you more focused on what it is that you need to do. So after you plan, after you put down your activities and your results specifically in writing as to what you want to accomplish, then you're going to go do it. And this is the piece, obviously, that most people have the most problems with, just like in the transformation, which is keeping it simple and doing it. So as Dave said, I can't make the decision for you to do the 10-day transformation. I'm not going to sit at your breakfast table and make sure you take your power shake in the morning. I'm not going to sit there at work next to you and make sure you take your five master aminos, but I can guarantee you that if you do it, if you do the work, it will work. So I can't sit there and have a healthy happy hour for you and plan it for you. I can't sit there and give out gift cards on your behalf, but I can tell you if you have a healthy happy hour, if you do give out gift cards, it will work. So, you know, as far as the doing goes, let's say that you wanted to enroll, two new customers and two new members this month, and you were planning on getting those people from a healthy happy hour, you know, and you wrote down your goals. I'm going to invite 20 people. I'm going to have 8 people show up. I want to have 2 members and 2 customers from that healthy happy hour, and I'm going to hand out 8 other gift cards, and I'm hoping to get 1 other member and 1 other customer from those 8 gift cards that I'm going to hand out. So my goal this month is to enroll 3 new people, to have 3 new customers, and to hit the director level. I know I'm going to have 1 healthy happy hour. I'm going to hand out 8 gift cards. That's my game plan. That's what I'm going to go do. And then at the end of the month, I measure that. Did I have my healthy happy hour? Did I invite 20 people? Or did I only invite 14? Or did I invite 50? How many people showed up? Did 8 people show up? Did 12 people show up? Or did 4 people show up? How many people enrolled from that healthy happy hour? How many gift cards did I hand out outside of my healthy happy hour, and how many people enrolled from that? So as you measure the results, just like Josh was measuring his results, he was pleasantly surprised as to how much weight he lost that first day. So the adjustments that you make are not only the adjustments on the negative side, but also on the positive side. So at the end of the month, you may have had 1 healthy happy hour, but it was awesome. You know, you got so excited by the feedback and the responses you were inviting people that you invited 38 people instead of 20, and you had 15 people in your house instead of 8, and you had 4 new members and 3 new customers, and you exceeded your goals for the whole month just with that 1 healthy happy hour. Well, then your adjustment may be, you know, that's got to be my focus. I'm going to go do more healthy happy hours for myself, or I'm going to encourage those 4 new members that I brought in to make sure that each of them have 1 healthy happy hour, because I know it works. Whatever happened, whatever I did to invite all those people, get them all to show up and create new members and customers, that was good for me. And I may find out that I only handed out 3 other gift cards, and I really don't like handing out gift cards outside of the environment of a healthy happy hour. Or it could be the exact opposite. You know, my healthy happy hour was a bit of a dud, but I went on the internet, you know, 2 nights a week for 3-4 weeks, and I found all these interesting people in these different, you know, environments and chat groups or Facebook or whatever, and, you know, I enrolled 4 new people that way. So you make your plan, specific goals written down, the activities and the results, you do it, and then you measure what happens, and then you make adjustments. And so, you know, you might make adjustments on the types of people that you're contacting. You may start to contact more friends. You may start to contact a particular target group of people, personal trainers. You may make adjustments on the type of product or program that you're focused on. You may make adjustments on how you're doing the business, like the healthy happy hours versus just handing out gift cards. You make adjustments on how you enroll people. So you may be focused now suddenly on gold packs because you realize it's just as easy to enroll somebody with a gold pack as it is with a $29.95 starter kit. You make adjustments by having a different person be your upline enroller and support to help you to enroll new people so that when, you know, your friend came over, you know, if Dave Sandoval was my upline and I do a healthy happy hour 2 months ago and it was okay, and I did one last month and it was okay, and then this month I invited Dave over and Dave comes into my living room with the same number of guests and boy, everybody signs up, then that's an adjustment that I make, is to realize, oh my gosh, you know, Dave has an effect on people. I'm going to make sure that the next healthy happy hour I've got Dave, and not only that, I'm going to see if I can get Dave to do some for my other members, you know, and so those are the types of adjustments that allow you to treat your business like a business, not like a hobby. So it's not overcomplicated. It really isn't, but it is. It takes some effort, and it takes some focus, and it takes some writing down of what you want to accomplish and looking in the mirror. And that's the last thing I'll say, is that to be a good business person, you need to be honest. You need to be honest as to what you're planning on doing. You need to be honest if you've done it, and you need to be honest as to what the results are. And it's just like the transformation, you know. If you want to lose 10, 15, 20 pounds, then you got to do it. You got to do the program right. You got to follow the program, and you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? It's not the program didn't work. I didn't work. I gave up. I didn't really stick with it. I didn't prepare myself properly, but the next time I do it, I will. So there's nothing wrong with failing, but there is something wrong with not trying, and there is something wrong with not making adjustments when you don't hit your goals and give up. So that's really what the plan, do, measure, adjust system is about. And, Dave, I'm sure you're chomping at the bit and got some comments to wrap up the call here tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Did you hear me?
I can.
Well, you know, I love the saying, and it's you got to really listen to it. Don't just let it be a rhyme, you know, that nobody plans to fail. They only fail to plan. And it's absolutely the truth. I see it all the time. People get excited. They rush in and they don't succeed because they were so excited. And I alluded to, you go to IKEA and you buy that desk that you've always wanted. You bring it home and your husband puts it together for you, or you put it together without reading the instructions, and the drawer doesn't work and it's not level, and you know, and you have three parts left over and you don't know why. And then you're like, oh wow, that was a really bad experience. Next time I'm not going to do it that way. Or not I'm not going to do it that way, I'm just not going to do it. And so when I said that you don't plan to fail, you fail to plan. Well, guess what? David Litt planned for you to succeed. And he built instructions, just like the instructions you get from IKEA when you bring the desk home. And if you follow those instructions, you have a solid, nice desk that you are going to have for a long time. And it's going to be really nice. And if you fail to read the instructions, then there's a good chance you're not going to have a good desk, a good experience with Purium. So we have planned for you, and all you have to do now is follow and read those instructions that we put together that are literally a roadmap to success. And the new tools that we're going to be announcing very shortly that David Litt has put together and that I'm helping him construct are going to allow this to become an easier and easier turnkey operation, and you're just going to be star balls rolling down the hill. And you're going to stand back and watch those little snowballs turn into, you know, giant snowballs. And we're building that type of system for you. Imagine that in your mind. Your job is to bring snowballs to the side of the hill and get them rolling down, little ones. And with the system that David Litt has put together and Amy and I are supporting, they're going to turn into literally landslides, avalanches. But you've got to get those snowballs to the side of the hill. That's your job. And we're going to do the rest. So appreciate you, Dave. Appreciate everybody for taking 30 minutes out of your life with us tonight. And great things, amazing things, a beautiful time to be part of Purium.
Absolutely. Well, great stuff, Dave. And So everybody, make sure that you do your transformation. And if you do your transformation, please make sure that you go to transformationenrollment.com. Put in your photos, put in your comments. It's very, very simple to upload the photos. If you have any trouble, call customer service. They'll help you. But the only way that you can get your name picked out of the hat is to be in not only doing the transformation, but also being on transformationenrollment.com. So Dave's still got one or two rooms left at the retreat. So you want to join him this week, especially if you're in California, if that's possible. And tomorrow night, I believe do we have Dr. Mike tomorrow night? I think maybe Dr. Mike tomorrow night. And then Dave and I will be back on Thursday night to help you with your business, doing our business opportunity presentation. So thanks so much for joining us. Have a great night. Keep up the great work. Another record-breaking month in August in the works. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye now.